Coffee Break Spanish Espresso, Episode 3. Hola a todos y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome back to the Coffee Break Spanish Espresso, in which we'll be bringing you a quick shot of Spanish to help you keep thinking about the language on a regular basis. My name's Mark, me llamo Mark y soy el profesor de Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks again for your comments, your reviews and your emails this week. In particular, we'd like to say muchas gracias to Janice West on Facebook, who was putting what she has learned into practice. She said, nunca había oído hablar de la expresión ser de cine. I had never heard of the expression ser de cine, the expression that we learned last week. Janice also likes our subjunctive of the week segment. She says, el formato de la presentación hace que sea más fácil entender el uso del subjuntivo. And well done to you on your use of the subjunctive there. Damos las gracias también a Aaron Minaj, who left us a review on iTunes this week, saying, I'm so happy this podcast is finally expanding. And Aaron, we are too. If you've not left a review over on iTunes or indeed on whichever platform you use to listen to podcasts, we'd be really grateful if you would help other people discover Coffee Break Spanish by posting a review. Okay, it's time to get on with the lesson. Bueno, como lo sabéis muy bien, yo vivo aquí en Escocia. I live here in Scotland, and here we tend not to have to worry too much about coming face to face with man-eating reptiles, other than the particularly nasty midges, which will eat you alive in a summer's evening. We don't, however, need to worry too much about los cocodrilos, crocodiles. And my photo this week is of a notice. It's a warning, una advertencia. And I took this while walking along the banks of the Nichute Lagoon in Cancun, Mexico. Now, if you're listening to this episode on the podcast app of your mobile device, then you should be able to see the photo. If not, head over to coffeebreakspanishespresso.com. Okay, this photo says, cocodrilos en toda la laguna Nichute. So, crocodiles in the whole of the Nichute Lagoon. Even if you don't speak any Spanish, the word cocodrilos, and indeed the picture, should be enough to keep you on your toes. However, the real interest in this photo is in the other Spanish words. It says, este lugar no es apto para practicar la pesca ni el nado. Let's think about this. Este lugar, this place, no es apto. Apto could literally be translated as apt, appropriate. So this place is not appropriate para practicar, for to practice, la pesca, that's fishing, ni el nado, nor swimming. So this place isn't suitable for fishing or swimming. Now, in English, we're saying for fishing or swimming. However, in Spanish, think carefully about how we have to do this. We've got a no to indicate the negative. Este lugar no es apto para practicar la pesca ni el nado. Let's think of another couple of examples with ni. First of all, the basic example is when we have ni, ni. Neither nor. So, for example, ni Juan ni Belén sabe dónde están los cocodrilos. Neither Juan nor Belén know where the crocodiles are. Now, when we change this around and say something in a negative sense, so for example, I don't eat meat or fish, or I eat neither meat nor fish, that becomes no como carne ni pescado. So you don't need that first ni in there. No como carne ni pescado. And that's what's happening in our example. Este lugar no es apto para practicar la pesca ni el nado. Now, there's actually lots more that we could say about the Spanish on this poster, including the lovely use of para qué and the interesting verb extremar. But we'll cover all of these in the lesson notes, which form part of our premium materials. If you've not already signed up for a membership, then you can find out all you need to know at coffeebreakspanishespresso.com. Okay, it's time to move on because it's time for...
Subjunctive of the Week!
It is indeed time for the subjunctive of the week. And here's Fernanda.
Hola, Mar. ¿Qué tal?
Muy bien, ¿y tú?
Muy bien, gracias. Venga. Entonces, el subjuntivo de esta semana es importante que.
Oh.
Sí, ¿sabes lo que significa?
It's important that
sí.
Something happens.
Muy bien. Entonces, la primera oración es importante que cierres la ventana cuando salgas. Es importante que cierres la ventana cuando salgas. ¿Cuál es la traducción, Mark?
I think this would be, it's important that you close the window when you go out.
Sí, excelente. Esta semana tenemos dos subjuntivos en una oración, dos por uno. Entonces tenemos cierres, que viene del verbo cerrar, y salgas, que viene del verbo salir.
So, cierres o cierres from the verb to close. So it's important that you close. Es importante que cierres with the ES ending, although it's an AR verb, because of course it's the subjunctive. And salgas from the verb salir, to go out. So when you go out. And we've seen that cuando plus the subjunctive before.
Sí, ya lo hemos aprendido. Ahora, la segunda oración es importante que aprendas español si vas a Guatemala. Es importante que aprendas español si vas a Guatemala. ¿Qué significa, Mark?
Well, I think this is, it's important that you learn Spanish if you're going to Guatemala.
Sí, o si vas a cualquier lugar de habla hispana.
Exacto.
Entonces, el subjuntivo en esta oración es aprendas, que viene del verbo aprender.
So, the subjunctive here is aprendas. From the verb aprender, aprender is an ER verb, but of course the subjunctive forms take ES endings. Aprenda, aprendas, aprenda, aprendamos, aprendáis, aprendan.
Muchas gracias, Mark, por la explicación. Y bueno, hasta la próxima semana.
Muchas gracias.
Adiós.
Subjunctive of the week.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. In between lessons of Coffee Break Spanish, why not check out our social media accounts? On Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We post regular language challenges and cultural information. We are Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team by searching for Coffee Break Languages on Instagram. Practice your Spanish and join the conversation with Coffee Break Spanish.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Okay, let's slow things down a little because it's time for our final part of this week's episode, La Cita de la Semana. This week, we've been talking about los cocodrilos y el peligro. And our quotation has got more than a little to do with danger. Author Daniel Defoe said, El miedo del peligro es 10,000 veces más terrorífico que el peligro mismo. I'll say that again. El miedo del peligro es 10,000 veces más terrorífico que el peligro mismo. So, let's think about what this means. El miedo. El miedo is the fear. El miedo del peligro, the fear of danger, es 10,000 veces, or 10,000 veces, is 10,000 times más terrorífico, more frightening, que el peligro mismo than danger itself. So the fear of danger is 10,000 times more frightening than danger itself. El miedo del peligro es 10,000 veces más terrorífico que el peligro mismo. And that is where we're going to leave this episode of the Coffee Break Spanish Espresso. However, just before we finish this episode, there are a few things I'd like to tell you, because there's lots happening this week for Coffee Break Spanish listeners. First of all, over on Facebook, we've launched a new series of posts. On Mondays, we are looking at words and helping you develop your vocabulary with our Word Builder posts. On Wednesdays, we're looking at grammar and helping you develop your understanding of the patterns of the Spanish language. And on Fridays, it's time to look at knowledge in general, looking at how you can develop your knowledge of the Spanish-speaking world. So do head over to Facebook and join us there and post your comments trying out your Spanish. We've also launched a brand new podcast this week. It's called the 2-Minute Challenge, the Coffee Break Spanish 2-Minute Challenge, and this is a video podcast where you can put your vocabulary to the test and see if you can work out our anagrams. That happens on a Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, so 3 episodes of that new podcast every week. Please do go over to coffeebreakspanish.com where you can find out all the information you need to know about these new exciting developments. And finally, just a reminder that if you're interested in becoming a member of the Coffee Break Spanish Espresso program, then you can join up for our monthly membership, which provides a full set of lesson notes and an exercise for each of the episodes, and also the video version of these lessons. Once again, you can find out more about this at coffeebreakspanishespresso.com. We hope you've enjoyed this espresso shot of Coffee Break Spanish. However, this has been only a small taste of our full menu of courses available. Whether you're an absolute beginner, getting ready for a trip to a Spanish-speaking country, or you're studying Spanish at an advanced level and want to improve your grammar or increase your range of expression, we have a course for you. To take your Spanish to the next level, head over to coffeebreakspanish.com. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.